talk about what we eat and how that is directly connected to how we look. And we'll find out about the foods and nutrients that can improve the condition of our skin, our hair, our nails, our beauty overall, inside and out. Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Thursday, July 3rd. Our guest this hour is the author of Eat Pretty, Nutrition for Beauty Inside and Out, who learned through personal experience how beauty is wellness and wellness is beauty. And we will find out exactly what that means, and we will find out how some specific foods can aid our outward appearance, like those wrinkles or those blemishes or that dry skin. Have you discovered any foods that you would put on an eat pretty list? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is Jolene Hart, the author of Eat Pretty, Nutrition for Beauty Inside and Out. She is a beauty and health coach. She is certified by the Institute for Integrative Nutrition and the American Association of Drugless Practitioners. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy. It's so nice to be here.
So nice to have you. Well, tell us, Jolene, how this came about. How did you come about finding out how to eat pretty?
You know, it was really a personal story. I had dealt almost for a decade with so many skin issues, including cystic acne, which are, you know, larger, hard blemishes. I had had rashes, you know, allergic eczema. And during that time, I also had low energy. I didn't have, you know, the weight that I wanted. And I was working as a beauty editor, ironically. So it was my job to tell women, you know, how they were going to look beautiful. And I was always looking for that product that was going to help to clear my skin, to make my skin calm down. And it really took me a few years to realize I was looking in the complete wrong place. I had been raised to know that food was medicine, but really there was a disconnect there because so many experts and so much of the public media and the world around me had said that food and beauty, you know, just were not linked together. There was no connection there. And I had been told by dermatologists that my diet wasn't going to clear up my skin, but I kind of went on my own, you know, my own search and ended up with Eat Pretty. It ended up that, you know, when I did change my diet and my lifestyle, within a year, my skin transformed and my body transformed.
Well, so it was by trial and error. How did you decide what you would try to clear up your skin?
Well, you know, I had a very, you know, very busy lifestyle working in a magazine, and I really based my diet in a lot of processed convenience foods. And honestly, I didn't even take the time to cook for myself ever. So food was sort of the last thought in my day. It was something that I did when I had time at the computer. And the first step for me was just making time to use fresh foods and to start cooking again and to start appreciating them and creating a pampering experience for my body. And that was really what I discovered, was that I had, you know, three meals a day, three or more opportunities to create this pampering moment and to give myself the best fuel that I could to repair and defend and detox and do all of those wonderful beauty actions that my body does and do them in the best way possible. So I hadn't been fueling my body in the best way before. And a lot of it was trial and error with specific foods, but just the general mindset of going from, you know, food that was meant to last months or weeks on a shelf to wonderful, fresh, seasonal food that really transformed everything for me.
And when you say that beauty is wellness and wellness is beauty, and that is the essence of Eat Pretty, what do you mean?
Absolutely. Well, I named my company Beauty is Wellness because I was always struggling with a way to talk about, you know, what I was doing. And beauty is so many things, and beauty is different to everyone, of course. But we had been coming at beauty from a different angle. And I think the health and the glow and the radiance and the energy that beauty you feel comes from wellness, comes from well-being, emotional and physical. And, you know, your nutritional life, I think that's also important.
And you also point out in the book, though, if I want to, let's say, have more glowing skin, if I just eat some walnuts today, my skin's not going to start glowing tomorrow morning. It's more than that.
Right. Absolutely. This is a lifestyle, and the lifestyle is a little bit different for everyone, but like I was just saying, it's in your mindset. It's a shift in the way you treat your body and the way you treat your meals. What are you going to do with those opportunities every day? You have the chance to really fuel yourself with the best foods available. Walnuts are one of them. They're a wonderful healthy fat for our skin, and you know, those healthy fats in our diet. We can talk about that maybe a little bit later.
We will. In fact, let me. I'm going to, because we're having a little bit of some breakup on our line with you, Jolene. We're going to see if we can do anything about that. Maybe call you back and get a little better connection. And we will invite listeners to join us. So do you eat certain foods for their anti-aging properties or for the nutrients that you believe will not only keep you healthy on the inside, but keep you looking better on the outside? We will talk about some of these foods and some of the recipes that are in the book Eat Pretty, Nutrition for Beauty Inside and Out. I just mentioned walnuts and their benefits for your skin. We'll talk a little bit more about those omegas and healthy fats in walnuts. We'll find out why radishes can help us grow stronger nails. We will find out, of all things, why okra has some detoxifying benefits. And much more. I also am very interested in having one of these sweet summer coolers that will be refreshing and reflecting. We'll find out how to make a sweet summer cooler from our guest, Jolene Hart, the author of Eat Pretty, Nutrition for Beauty Inside and Out. We welcome your questions. We welcome your experiences. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. We are talking with Jolene Hart, the author of Eat Pretty, Nutrition for Beauty Inside and Out. She's a health and beauty coach certified by the Institute for Integrative Nutrition and the American Association of Drugless Practitioners. And we welcome your questions for her about nutrition and beauty. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Well, we have a caller, so let's go to Brian in Eau Claire. Hi, you're on the air. Brian, you have to talk into the telephone and turn off your radio.
All right, I am here.
Okay.
Sorry about that. Hi, my name is Brian, and I'm just calling. Primarily my background has been as a registered nurse in emergency medicine and some intensive care. And just in regards to overall health, I have seen immense amounts of my patients who've come in with either a chronic health condition, a traumatic event, addiction issues. And I'm amazed when I see them in the community how much of a transformation they've made purely on making wellness in regards to nutrition decisions, that life change. And how much not only physically they talk about blood pressure, getting off of their blood pressure medications and different chronic disease ailments that have either subsided or improved immensely, but I also recognize on the outside some of these people are unrecognizable to me because they just look so great that I really have to consciously think back, you know, to how sick or how unhealthy they were. And I'm utterly amazed. It's changed my lifestyle, my raising three young children, the way that I, you know, provide nutrition for them. It's unbelievable. And it doesn't happen overnight, but those results really start happening fairly quickly when you start changing over your lifestyle to eating, you know, fresh whole foods.
That doesn't surprise you, Jolene?
Not at all. It's something I've seen many times, and I saw it, you know, first and foremost in myself. And as a beauty editor, I wanted to share that message because it's just so missing from the pages of magazines and so much of the way we think about beauty. So all women and men alike, you know, deserve to know that they can really transform their body through their diet as well.
Yeah. And I'm glad you mentioned that because we were wondering if men were going to feel left out of this hour. I would think men would want to have nice skin and hair and nails and the whole thing.
Absolutely. I think, you know, I really geared the book toward women because food is such a stressor for many women, and there's a lot of, you know, guilt involved. We obsess about calories, and really I want to just share that we can make food a pampering experience and that it's just as great as a facial that you can get and the newest skin cream that you can buy. You know, you have those tools, and I want women to use them.
Yeah. And again, you have certainly this personal experience, and you were a beauty editor at some national and international publications, but you also were certified by the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. So there's some science behind this.
Absolutely, yeah. And I mean, in writing the book, not only did I interview so many top experts in many different fields, from Eastern medicine, Ayurveda, to integrative medicine, and, you know, just across the board. As a journalist, I have had access to so many, you know, wonderful people in the wellness field, and really just was able to call them all and pick their brains and say, you know, what can you add to this story and what might I be missing? So I made sure that I had those chapters on improving your digestion and balancing hormones and your pH balance and all those wonderful things that you can do even beyond food to kind of tune up your beauty.
Yeah. And tell us a little bit more, talk a little bit more about the inside-out approach to beauty that you stress in the book.
Absolutely. Well, you know, it really takes the realization that the food that you eat breaks down to become your body on a molecular level. So your body is constantly repairing. It's constantly defending and refueling. And the food you're putting in your mouth is the tools that it has. So if you're giving it inferior fuel, you know, what's coming out on the outside is going to be a little bit inferior too. It's not just not going to be able to repair as quickly, or maybe your skin will lack the necessary oils to make your skin supple and glowing. You know, if you just don't have those tools, then you're absolutely missing out. So Eat Pretty is all about finding what the optimal fuel would be for your body. So it's, you know, it's colorful, it's anti-inflammatory, it's fresh and nutrient dense. So you're not worried constantly about calorie counts. You're looking at how much nutrition you can actually get in just one meal. So it's really amazing how much you can change the way your body runs by giving it better fuel.
Well, and I know we talked a little bit about your personal story, but can you tell us some of the specific foods that we might eat if we had the situation you did with blemishes and you know, skin issues?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, one of my favorite beauty nutrients for acne is zinc. And so many of us are low or deficient because we don't store zinc in our bodies. And zinc is wonderful for not only clearing skin, but for your immunity and for skin repair. So a few great sources of zinc are pumpkin seeds, cashews, and mushrooms. And just getting a few of these foods in your diet every day kind of makes sure your zinc levels are up and they're going to be healing your skin. Another great one is vitamin A, and you can find that in so many of the most beautiful red and orange and yellow foods, as well as greens like kale and spinach. So vitamin A is wonderful for balancing your sebum production, so making sure you're not over-oily and producing blemishes or over-dry. And it also manages the cell turnover in your body. So when your cell turnover is slowing down, which happens naturally with age, then your pores tend to get clogged a little more. You have the dullness and just the lackluster appearance. So making sure you have enough vitamin A. I love it from natural sources of beta-carotene. Make sure that you have that glow, you know, that you can so easily lose through the years.
Our phone was breaking up a little bit with you when we were talking about walnuts. Why are walnuts good for glowing skin?
Walnuts fall into that category of healthy fats. And we spent so long battling fat in our diet and looking for low-fat and no-fat foods. Turns out fat is one of the most amazing nutrients we can have for gorgeous skin. And not only skin, but hair and nails and healthy weight. So fats are what helps you absorb fat-soluble vitamins from so many of the fresh foods in your body. They help you to produce those great oils in your skin, and they also help you to even manufacture hormones, so we really need them. And some of my favorites include walnuts, which we talked about earlier, avocados, coconut oil, olive oil is a great one. There's just so many great fats that make you feel full and sustain you and also help you to maintain your glow.
I had a half an avocado yesterday, and it really did. It kept me full practically all afternoon. Let's go to... Yes, go ahead.
It just burns so quickly for energy. You're not going to store that kind of fat in your body, so you don't have to worry about it, going straight to your hips, as we say, with other sweet foods. That's just going to be fuel for you during the day.
Danana in Viroqua is with us. Did I pronounce your name correctly?
Danaya.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. I guess I have two questions because you just mentioned the walnuts. I wondered if they have to be raw or if they can be roasted or baked into things. Then my other question is, are there foods that we should be avoiding because of what they do to our skin or nails or anything?
So for your first question, absolutely. If you can buy and eat your nuts raw, that's the best condition because the oils are not going to be going rancid. They're in their freshest state. They're also wonderful if you can soak your raw walnuts before you eat them. But if you don't have time, just eating them raw is great. And I always recommend eating raw. And then second, I actually may get to this later, but I have a list of beauty betrayer foods in my book. These are a dozen different categories of foods that I don't recommend that you cut out 100%, but I always like to share with my readers that these are foods that aren't serving their beauty and body well. So they might be creating inflammation, they might just be lacking in nutrients and high in calories, or they might be throwing their hormone balance off. And these categories of foods are just really important to know and be aware of.
Well, and it's okay to, I don't know if we'll get to every one of them before our newscast, but is there a category that you can share right now? Are you someone who says to try to avoid gluten?
I am, although I always say, it is really an individual decision, especially with gluten. For me, it was a really important part of figuring out what was going on in my body, and gluten was creating a harmful immune response for me. And for a lot of people, it just creates extra inflammation. So if you are having skin issues or weight issues and you just can't seem to figure out the missing piece, I like to say, take a look at gluten too. It's not the first place that I would start with my clients, but it's something that everyone should know about just in case it is affecting them. But one of the biggies is sugar. And not only refined sugar, but any source of sugar. Everything from even coconut sugar to maple syrup, those are all sweets in our diet. So just to be aware that sugar really is an enemy to your skin is really important. So it's creating inflammation. It can be a precursor to blemishes and wrinkles and even redness and sensitivity, which is, more of an annoyance for us, but really does affect us day to day. All those things are affected by sugar. So just cutting down the sugar in your diet can help reduce the speed at which you age immensely.
Too late. Just kidding.
So it's all about balance. So you can still have some sweets, and I do suggest some healthy sweeteners in the book. But, it's all about being informed and knowing if you're going to base your diet around these foods that you're really, speeding up aging in your body, and you're probably going to see wrinkles, faster than your friends.
Very interesting. Well, I did see some wrinkles faster than my friends. Is there anything I can do about those now through nutrition?
Well, absolutely, because as I was saying before, your body is repairing itself every day. So you still have the ability to make new skin cells and to defend yourself from future damage. So in order to do that, you want to build your diet around these Eat Pretty foods. And I have them arranged seasonally in the book. And I also have a chapter on building what I call a beauty pantry. So when you bring home fresh foods each season, you have the foundation for your meals. You don't just have to eat raw vegetables. You can make a full meal with the grains and the fats and the spices in your beauty pantry. So building your diet around that is really the best way to turn back the clock and repair some of that damage.
Yeah, we'll talk when we come back from news about what's in our summer beauty basket and some things we can make maybe even today or this week to help us in our wellness inside and out. But we have enough time before news to talk a little bit about, I hope you can share with us why we might want to try one of these sweet summer coolers. Why? What's in it and why it's good for us?
Oh, I love the sweet summer cooler. And I think your readers are going to be able to access that recipe, your listeners can access that recipe later on.
Yes.
It's just wonderful because in the summer, we need extra hydration. And it's a wonderful hydrating drink. It's also a little bit of a diuretic because it has some celery juice in there. It's very sweet and refreshing, and it makes a great base for a cocktail if you're throwing a party. So a sweet summer cooler is great, and it's just a great summer treat. So it's in the summer chapter of my book.
Wonderful. We'll talk more about that after the news, and we'll talk about the fact that we can splurge every once in a while and have a cocktail, right, Jolene?
Mm-hmm.
And we will talk more about how what we eat affects how we look. We are talking with Jolene Hart. She is the author of Eat Pretty, Nutrition for Beauty Inside and Out. We welcome your questions for her about nutrition and our health and wellness and our appearance. We'll talk more about some specific foods that will aid in specific ways, including our hair and our nails and our skin, foods that are anti-inflammatory, anti-aging, and much more. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. We are going to talk about foods that will improve our appearance that we can find at our summer farmers markets. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We are talking with the author of Eat Pretty, Nutrition for Beauty Inside and Out, about how our dietary choices influence our health, but also our skin, our hair, our nails, our beauty overall. And we are welcoming your questions and your own examples, perhaps. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Jolene Hart is the author of Eat Pretty, Nutrition for Beauty Inside and Out. She is a beauty and health coach. She's been a beauty editor at many national and international publications. She is certified by the Institute for Integrative Nutrition and the American Association of Drugless Practitioners. And we promised before news break that we would talk about the foods that we can put in our summer beauty basket. And again, maybe just recapping for listeners, Jolene, you recommend that we eat seasonally and eat fresh whole foods and for the best benefit.
Absolutely. It's really amazing that season to season, nature provides exactly what we need for our beauty. So in the summer, we need extra UV protection. We're out in the sun more, you know, the sun is closer to us and we're just getting more possibilities for sunburns. We also need extra hydration because it's hot. And we also need to stay slim. We want a flat belly because we're wearing bathing suits and shorts. So if you look in your summer beauty basket, you have all the foods that are going to help support everything that we need.
Wonderful.
So starting with UV protection, you have foods that are packed with lycopene, which is a phytochemical that defends against UV damage, and it gives skin a natural level of protection. Yeah. So tomatoes are great for lycopene, watermelon as well. And then if you move on to hydration, you have foods like cantaloupe, cucumber, celery, lemons, even like coconut water, are going to keep your body cool and hydrated when it's sweltering outside. And a lot of those foods actually hydrate better than just water alone. As you digest them, they sort of break down and hydrate your body in your digestive tract. And then finally, for flat belly, pineapple is a wonderful food for helping you stay slim and for helping you digest and break down proteins. And a lot of those foods are natural diuretics, so they reduce any water retention that you might have during the summer.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So why does pineapple aid in our digestion?
It contains enzymes that help reduce bloating and help you break down proteins. So it helps you sort of speed up your digestion. You don't have anything kind of hanging around in your intestines, and you eliminate a little bit better. So it helps you to be nice and flat and slim.
What are some other foods besides pineapple that will help along those lines?
Papaya is a wonderful one. It also has some natural digestive enzymes. I love foods that aren't, natural diuretics. So cucumber and celery are wonderful. They maintain your electrolyte balance. And just make sure, you know, if you're retaining any water, if it's like, you know, a certain time of the month or you've been eating a lot of salt, that naturally you can flush all of that out.
Yeah. Well, I also have, I guess, almost in alphabetical order here, a whole list of different things. Maybe I can just touch on a few of them in our summer beauty basket. So what's good about apricots?
Apricots are wonderful. They sort of imbue your skin with a golden glow because they're full of beta carotene. And there's been studies that show that eating lots of beta carotene rich foods give you a natural glow from within. And again, that's a great summer wonderful quality to have because you end up looking a little bit tan. Apricots support clear skin, smooth skin, and strong digestion. And they also nourish healthy eyes because they have a phytochemical called zeaxanthin. So they're just wonderful sources of beta carotene. And again, you know, nice sweet foods to have in the summer.
Here's what I need, I guess, the blueberry.
Absolutely. So the anthocyanins in the skin of blueberries, which we all know that the skins have those dark blue pigments, they're wonderful for skin elasticity. So as you age, you know, you want to make sure your skin stays supple and elastic and you don't have any of it sagging.
And besides the anti-aging property of the blueberry, I see here that the blueberry may reduce fat storage as well.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? Mm-hmm. So that I came across so many interesting studies like that as I was researching the book. And you know, we know on the surface why blueberries are great for us, but it's really interesting to see that there is a connection to beauty there.
Yeah. And you did already talk a little bit about the cantaloupe and celery. Let's talk a little bit about cherries.
I just bought
a bunch at the store yesterday from...
They're so good right now, this week. Go out and get them today. They're great for inflammation defense. And again, inflammation can be a precursor to blemishes and wrinkles and redness and all those things that you want to avoid in your skin. They also have an antioxidant in them that helps prevent UV damage. And it's an antihistamine too, so it might reduce your allergy symptoms if those are still lingering from the spring. Sweet cherries in particular are full of vitamin C, which is wonderful for collagen production. So we want to keep that collagen production high and make sure that, you know, your skin's not developing wrinkles over the years.
And let's see, I teased before news the benefits of okra. I like okra, but I have to admit that that slippery gel is not that appetizing. But it's got some benefits in it.
Well, it's the slippery gel in particular that has the benefits, which is funny. I think it's the same as, you know, I don't know if you've had chia seeds and it creates that sort of a gelatinous layer on the outside. It's called mucilage, and that feeds the healthy digestive bacteria in your body. So we might talk later a little bit about why digestion is so important for your beauty and for clear skin. But okra is great to feed that bacteria and to make sure that you eliminate well. It's wonderful for that.
Well, I have to get over my mucilage avoidance there.
It might not be for you, but it does have great benefits.
Well, you know, all right, we'll talk more about the importance of digestion in our next segment, but let's talk about we talked about the papaya already and the pineapple already and the tomato. What about the pepper? Is this the green pepper, the red pepper, or the hot pepper, or all of them?
Surprisingly, in reverse order of what you said, I think hot pepper has the most benefits. It has a wonderful phytochemical called capsaicin that reduces inflammation dramatically in the body. But if you're not going to eat that heat, go for the more colorful peppers. One sweet yellow pepper in particular has 600% of your daily vitamin C. And again, vitamin C is amazing for keeping your collagen production strong. So you can get, you know, way more than your recommended daily allowance in just one sweet yellow pepper.
Excellent. Let's go to another call. Lori is with us in Appleton. Hi, Lori.
Hi, Joy. Thanks for taking my call. I was just wondering if your guest could comment on the amounts of consumption of these items. I know she just mentioned, you know, an entire pepper, but like on the different fruits and that, what the amounts were that produced these results in her research.
Absolutely. So again, it does differ for each person and what your calorie needs are and, you know, what your hunger level is and your activity level. For me, just making sure that you fill your plate with these foods, and you don't have to be conscious about counting calories. You can, you know, eat until you're full because you're eating foods that are not high in calories but are so full of nutrients. So it's something that's really personal. And when I, you know, coach my clients, I would get into quantities specifically one-on-one with people. But it really is just replacing the beauty betrayer foods you currently have on your plate with, you know, a serving of these foods and trying to go one-to-one. And if you are still hungry, you can absolutely have more of these foods because, again, they're lower in calories and are so full of nutrients.
We are talking with Jolene Hart. She is the author of Eat Pretty, Nutrition for Beauty Inside and Out. And we're talking about how the various foods we eat have a direct connection to our appearance. And we're welcoming your questions for her. We're welcoming any examples you might have. Perhaps you've found some foods that make you feel better and look better. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. When we come back, we will talk more about the role of digestion when it comes to beauty and some of the foods that we should eat to aid our digestion and to, as our guest says, show our livers some love. That's coming up. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. We are finding out about how the nutrients in all sorts of foods can not only keep us healthy on the inside, but keep us looking good on the outside. Our guest is the author of Eat Pretty, Nutrition for Beauty Inside and Out. Jolene Hart is a beauty and health coach. She's certified by the Institute for Integrative Nutrition and the American Association of Drugless Practitioners. Talking not only how, you know, food can be medicine, but those foods can improve our skin. They can improve our nails, our hair, and the way we look and feel overall. And we welcome your questions for her on eating pretty. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. Do you believe what we eat affects how we look? You can also send an email to talk@WPR.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. So let's talk a little bit, Jolene, about the role of digestion in our looks.
Well, we've mentioned a bunch of the foods that we can eat this season that are going to help us look beautiful, but the other end of that is how we break them down and assimilate them in our bodies. So we can eat these wonderful foods, and if we're not digesting them well, we're just not getting the benefits. And again, our beauty is going to be starving for nutrition. So making sure that your digestion is optimal, that you have a balance of healthy bacteria in your gut and that you're eliminating well is just so important for your skin. And you mentioned, you know, your liver before and showing your liver some love. Your liver is, you know, one of those wonderful filtering, cleansing organs in your body. And when it's overloaded, whether you're eating too many of those beauty betrayer foods or you're just not breaking down and digesting well, your skin has to sort of pick up the slack. And it will do some of the waste filtering duties itself. And what comes out on your skin may be rashes or blemishes or just, you know, just your skin won't be glowing as much because it is trying to filter waste. And so we want to show our liver love with some warm lemon water. Dandelion root tea is one of my favorites, or even some foods like artichokes, which are still around and in season. They're all wonderful for supporting your liver. And we can talk a little bit about foods for great digestion, too, but just making sure that your digestion is optimal is just wonderful for making sure you are breaking down and assimilating those foods.
Yeah, I've seen dandelion root tea on health food stores and other places as that's detoxing our liver, or is it just a diuretic that's causing us to eliminate more?
It's detoxing and supporting your liver's functions, and it's also great for a flat belly, like we talked about earlier.
Oh, okay. What are some other detoxing foods?
So, if you look actually in the Spring Beauty Basket, a lot of the foods that were just fresh and are still lingering in the spring. Artichokes, asparagus, all those wonderful microgreens that you see in the spring are naturally detoxifying. So they're giving your body a natural cleanse coming out of the winter. And again, it's the seasonality of eating. So you've been eating all those foods this spring, I hope, and you're giving your body that natural detox.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk more about detoxing. We'll talk more about also the role hormones play in our beauty and how we can aid those as well. But now we have full lines with lots of questions. So let's go to Antonella in Pewaukee. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I just wanted to share my story, as I find it very interesting. About 5 years ago, I switched to being a vegetarian, which I had to replace a lot of the other foods I was eating with fruits and vegetables. And now I eat a high diet in fruits and vegetables. And because I did that, within 6 months, I took myself off of 5 different medications that I was taking. And I haven't touched any of those since. I was taking them for allergies, seasonal allergies, asthma, things like that. And so I really do truly believe in, you know, beauty on the inside, eating healthy fruits, mm-hmm. foods, high fruits and vegetables.
That's Jolene. Amazing. Did you see a difference in your skin?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I get complimented on my skin probably every other day.
Yeah, so is meat a beauty betrayer, Jolene?
Well, I think that it is. I think that a lot of the conventional meats that we're eating are full of hormones, which can throw off our delicate hormone balance. And again, it's just not something that people digest as easily. So if you are going to eat meat, eat the best quality, but I don't think it's something that you need for your beauty diet. And I give plenty of other wonderful sources of eat pretty proteins. You know, wild salmon is a favorite. Oysters and sardines are great. And then there's tons of plant-based proteins that you can eat instead.
Melanie in Elkhorn is with us now. Hi, Melanie.
Good morning. I was wondering if you could talk more about foods that help maintain a better hormone balance.
Absolutely. So the most important thing for hormone balance is really keeping your blood sugar steady. So making sure that you're not, you know, again, you know, sugar will throw your blood sugar off, and making sure you're not on a roller coaster all day long of raising your blood sugar and then lowering it so you get that low energy, keeping yourself steady and making sure you're having some healthy fats and proteins at every meal will make sure that you have that even energy. And that helps your body's not constantly manufacturing hormones to compensate. And again, that constant manufacture will throw your balance off. So again, you know, eating any of the healthy beauty basket foods is wonderful. Making sure that you limit refined sugar and processed foods to lower inflammation. Eating lots of healthy fats to help you produce hormones. And even specific foods like cruciferous vegetables are great for the elimination of excess estrogens in the body. So there's a whole section in my book on more specific foods and exactly why hormones are so important for your beauty.
If you're postmenopausal, did I miss? Should you eat foods that might add estrogen to your system? Like I've heard yams and other things like that.
Well, I guess it really is depending on your specific level, mm-hmm. so that's something you would have to talk to your doctor about.
Yeah, let's go to...
But you can absolutely replace those estrogens with foods like yams that are going to help you produce those hormones, which is really amazing.
John in Boaz is with us. Hi, John.
Hi. I was wondering about a spice called turmeric and how it affects your hormonal balance and your digestion.
It's one of my favorites for beauty. You know, when I was writing the book, I had a whole chapter on just spices, and it was one of the things that had to go because of a page limit. But I'll tell you, spices are essential in my kitchen, and turmeric is a wonderful one. And I was struggling really with how to use it day to day, but just being able to add it, you know, wherever you can, even in an omelet or if you're making, you know, tuna fish or egg salad, add some of that turmeric in and get it in your body every day because it's, again, anti-inflammatory. It does help with your digestion. It's just incredibly anti-aging. It has some of those wonderful phytochemicals that are turning back the clock and helping you to reduce wrinkles. So it's just a wonderful beauty spice.
So then I can go to that Indian buffet as often as I want.
Well, what other ingredients do they have in their dishes? But yeah, they have it right. I mean, Indian food definitely has it right. That style of cooking is, you know, really wonderful for your skin.
What about ginger? Does that aid in, I've heard that's good for a stomach ache.
It is, and again, it's a really strong anti-inflammatory. So in the winter, it's going to help, you know, even prevent colds and, you know, keep the sniffles away. And in the summer, it's going to cool you. It can actually reduce redness, even though it's, you know, a food that's hot in our body. It helps to, you know, reduce the redness and keep you cool from the inside out.
Let's go to Kathy in Wausau now. Hi, Kathy.
Hi. I'm wondering if there are any foods that we should be eating more or less of during times of stress to control or decrease cortisol levels?
Absolutely. So I do talk a little bit about that in my hormone chapter as well. Coffee is definitely one, since it stimulates cortisol production. You know, I would cut back on the coffee. It's not serving you well, even though maybe during stressful times it feels like it's giving you an energy boost. It's sort of like a false friend because it is increasing your cortisol, which can contribute to excess belly fat and help to throw off those delicate hormone levels in your body.
And are there other foods that are de-stressing foods? I miss that.
Yeah, absolutely. Dark chocolate happens to be one, you know, in moderation, but it gives you sort of that that good mood boost. It can lower your blood pressure and give your brain that endorphin surge that's mood enhancing, and that's definitely de-stressing.
Any, do you recommend, besides what we put in our mouth, doing exercise and yoga and other things to de-stress?
Yeah, breathing exercises are one of my favorites, and something so quick and easy you can do at your desk, or you can do on a quick little, you know, lunch break. It's pretty amazing the effects that breathing has on, you know, lowering your blood pressure and even lowering inflammation. And I came across a lot of studies as I was writing the book about exercise and, you know, relaxing exercise like yoga and allowing yourself to kind of get into that meditative state is really wonderful for slowing the aging process.
Camille emails a universal question for morning show people. Please ask your guest if there's anything nutritional that can be done about the dark circles under our eyes.
Absolutely. So I think vitamin C is wonderful for dark circles, and you get so much C this season. Not only is it great for collagen production, as I said earlier, it's just a really powerful antioxidant. So it's helping you to prevent aging all around. So definitely get your C levels really high, whether you have those yellow peppers or you have some of the great summer fruit. You know, kale is great, pineapple, papaya, strawberries are all high sources of C.
Well, this has been great, Jolene. Just 30 seconds for maybe some final advice for those of us who want to start eating pretty.
Absolutely. We'll just continue to look at your meals as a pampering experience. Fill your basket with what's fresh this season and enjoy the eating experience. You know, make fresh your friend and, you know, you will absolutely glow.
Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Jolene Hart is author of Eat Pretty, Nutrition for Beauty Inside and Out. Thanks to Robin Cherry and to Christy Taylor for producing and directing this program. Thank you for listening. Please stay tuned. There's much more to come. I hope you are with us tomorrow at this time. We're going to be talking about craft beers. There's got to be some good nutrients in craft beers, too, for the 4th of July holiday. That's coming up tomorrow. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.